The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
What is the matter?
Yeah,
what is it, huh?
Just a second, Aunt Edna.
For Pete's sake, it's 2:30 in the morning.
I'm slippery.
I'll bet you've either smelled smoke or heard a burglar or both.
No, I don't know. I'll tell you something in the attic. Oh, dear. Aunt Edna's heard something in the attic.
Oh, well, tell her not to worry about it. It's probably just the gorilla we keep up there.
What did he say?
Nothing.
Well, I definitely heard something. I couldn't sleep, and I was just lying there thinking. And all of a sudden, I heard this screaming noise in the attic.
Well, it might have been a mouse or something.
No, it was not a mouse. A mouse wouldn't make a noise like the one I heard.
All right. You go back to bed, Anderson. Don't worry about that. I'll tell him and he can go up and look. I'm sure it's nothing.
I can't go back to bed. I wouldn't sleep a week.
All right, I'll tell him.
Do you have a gun?
No, he once bought a gun to go hunting.
I'll go in the kitchen and get the butcher knife. So we have something for protection.
Dear.
Oh, what is it?
I might as well get up. Anderson's heard something in the attic. You better go up and look.
Oh.
Come on, just run and take a quick look to satisfy her. She don't sleep a wink. She's gone down to the kitchen to get a butcher knife for protection.
Oh, for the love of mine, what would be in the attic?
Well, you know how Aunt Effie is.
Look, it's 2:00 in the morning. What's the matter with that woman? Now, look, there is nothing in that attic, and I'm not going to get out of bed.
Dear, she is all upset.
Well, what could possibly be in the attic? I tell you, she sees and hears more things than don't exist.
I know, dear, but she... What was that? That was in the attic.
Yeah.
Something or somebody is in the attic.
Listen. Listen to the new sound on the Ford Road Show starring Arthur Godfrey.
Yes, I know I don't have to tell you who that is, because there's only one in the world, and that's Bobby Hackett.
Thanks very much, Arthur. Yes, that's it. A sample of the new sound on the Ford Road Show starring Arthur Godfrey. Music by some of the finest instrumentalists in the business. Cozy Cole, Johnny Smith, Bobby Hackett, Herbie Green, and many, many more. Plus the irrepressible, unpredictable redhead. And as his millions of fans will readily testify, there's never a dull moment when Arthur's around. Best idea, join Arthur and his gang every Monday through Friday over most of these same stations.
Stand back. Stand back, both of you.
Oh, honey. Let me careful.
Now, look, I think you both ought to go into Betsy's room and stay in there and keep the door closed.
Well, I'm not going to let you go up in the attic alone.
No, I've got a gun.
Yes, and for heaven's sake, don't shoot yourself.
Now, look, will you please?
Oh, don't. Just call the police.
Call the police. God, he's just a little squirrel.
Well, how could a squirrel get into the attic?
Well, they do.
I was up in the attic this morning, and there were no squirrels up there then. Oh, honey, please. Please, now, be careful.
All right, now, just stand back, will you? Look, I'm going to open the attic door.
Mm-hmm.
And look, you'd better get inside the bedroom, you know, in case anything runs down the stairs.
Oh, no.
And...
come on. Yes. Oh, I should let him go up there alone.
Look, I tell you, there's nothing really to worry about.
Well, how do you know? It's some desperate criminal who's being hunted all over. And if he's cornered, he'll be even more desperate. For goodness sakes, don't be foolish about this, dear.
Well,
I'll say, let's call the police. Let's barricade the attic door.
No, there is no sense getting so hysterical.
Well, he may have a gun, and he'll certainly know how to use it better than you do, dear. You've got to remember, you've never killed anybody.
That's right. And I've always said people who handle guns should have experience and know how to handle them.
Well, I'll try to remember to go out and kill a few, so I'll have some experience.
Oh, stop it. Now, you know what I mean.
Now, look, will you please let go of my arm, will you?
Darling, I know you're brave. You don't have to show me.
Yes, there's no point in being foolish.
Now, if he pulls a gun on you and says your money or your life or whatever they say, you know. Now, don't be silly. You let him have it.
Let him have it?
Your money.
Oh. Well, truth is, he wouldn't get very much. I mean, I only got $2, you know, I didn't cash a check.
You don't. Oh, my, but it's mad if you don't have money.
Yes, they do. How much do you have, Annette?
Well, I have about $5 in my purse, and then I have 5 more tucked away in the back part of my wallet for emergencies, and I certainly would consider this an emergency.
Now, look, this is all nonsense, you hear? And I want you two to get in that bedroom and close the door. I'm going up to open the attic door, and if anything jumped out, you know, some animal,
shall I go down and open the front door so he runs out and he takes it?
Yeah, otherwise we'll be shaking it all over the house.
And, right,
all right, and close the doors to the dining room, too, you know.
Yes, all right.
I don't think it's some animal. You can say all you want, but I think you should call the police. When I was lying there, I heard footsteps, definite footsteps. And one time I was sure I heard a cough like this.
Oh,
the Davidson at home had a burglar who got into the attic during the day and stayed there just waiting for them all to go to bed and go to sleep. And then he crushed down and took all their silver and everything. And Mark said afterwards he thought she heard a noise in the attic, but Ed Davidson was just like you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, nobody could be in the attic.
Yes, it
is. Well, the front door is open, and I closed the dining room door.
All right, now. Get back, both of you. Anybody up there? Anybody up here?
Tell him you've got him covered.
Okay. Now look, if there's anybody up here, you hear me?
Flashlight. He should have a flashlight so we can see in the corner.
Where is it?
I'll get it.
No, you see here.
In the kitchen, in the bottom drawer to the left of the sink.
It's a skunk!
Liz,
why,
that is nonsense.
Look,
I'll get a skunk. Get up in the attic.
Look, you want to take my word for it, or do you want to go and see for yourself?
How could he get in?
I don't know. I don't know how he could get in, but he's standing right up there on the trunk.
Oh, for heaven's sake. What are we going to do? Are you sure it was a skunk?
Yes, I'm sure.
I've heard of squirrels and raccoons getting in the people's attic, but I have never heard of a skunk.
Well, I haven't either. I think that's the funniest thing.
I have never heard of a skunk getting into an attic.
Well, you've heard of one now.
Well, what are you going to do, dear?
Well, I don't know. What do you
call
do?
Call fire department. Fire department.
That's the path through stuck in trees, isn't it?
Well, they might come for a skunk that is stuck in the attic. A skunk is a form of cat, isn't it?
I don't know. Out of 155 million people, I've got to be the guy who's got a skunk in his attic at 2 o'clock in the morning.
What are you going to do, honey?
Frankly, I think I'll go right back to bed.
You can't leave that thing in the attic.
Why not? In the morning, you can call the Humane Society or something.
But it doesn't seem right to just leave him up there and go back to bed. I wouldn't sleep, dear.
Well, I certainly wouldn't either.
Why?
I don't know. I just wouldn't, and I want you to do something.
What Sam Hill can I do? If I go up in the attic again, I might scare him, and that's the last thing I want to do.
I don't see how a skunk could get in an attic. I have never heard. Well, I haven't.
No, I haven't. Wait a minute. I'll bet that's the Gallagher skunk.
What?
Yes. The Gallagher children have a pet skunk. And they were over here playing today, and they were all in the attic. They were dressing up in those old lace curtains with Betsy, and it may be that the skunk got left in the attic somehow.
Oh, but who's safe?
I didn't see the skunk with them today, but he sometimes is. I was busy ironing, you know, so I did. So, I'm almost sure that's the Gallagher skunk. Why don't you go up and find out?
Now, what exactly does that mean, go up and find out?
See, that's the Gallagher skunk.
What am I supposed to do, ask him?
Oh, baby, what is the matter with you?
How can I tell a pet skunk from an ordinary skunk?
His name is Rose.
Rose?
Oh, the children loved him so much.
Rose?
They wanted him called by a pretty name, something that smelled nice, so they named him Rose, which I think is awfully sweet. Don't you, Anna? They call him Rosie.
Oh, that is nice.
Rosie the skunk.
I think, really, that when children show such a love for animals, it means that they are basically very
sweet. Oh, I'm just
a piece. It is 2 o'clock in the morning, will you? Are you two going to stand there chit-chatting about Rosie?
Go up to the attic and call Rosie.
I am not going to go up to any attic and call Rosie. Fact is, I am going to bed.
Oh, honey, dear. I won't keep a wink of that animal out there.
Well, I will call the Gallaghers and see if they lost their pet.
Are you crazy? You can't call up people at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'm calling the Gallaghers. Honestly, haven't you any sympathy for animals? Put yourself in that skunk's place.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, I meant alone up in that attic in a strange house.
I'd like to be alone in an attic in a strange house. Maybe I'd get some sleep.
Well, my goodness, you really have such a terrible disposition when he's a little boy.
Well, he needs his sleep, Aunt Effie, and when he's awakened in the middle of the night, he really doesn't know what he's saying.
Now, call the Gallaghers and choose if they're skunk. I really won't sleep a week till we do something.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Well, look who's smiling now. Who? Well, it could be you. Two of your favorite singers are popping up with Jack in the Box regularity here on CBS Radio in a way that's bound to start you smiling. One of them is that old master of the crooning style, Bing Crosby. The other is one of America's most delightful singers on the distaff side, Rosemary Clooney. One or the other, or both, come along every day of the week, including Sunday, with our Ford Road Shows. Arthur Godfrey is aboard another Ford Road Show coming to you each weekday, Monday through Friday, for 25 minutes of music and comment in the inimitable Godfrey manner. That's in addition to his traditional appearance each morning over most of these stations on Arthur Godfrey Time, here on CBS Radio, every day of the week.
All right, Aunt Effie, it's all right. You can come out.
Thank you, Dale. Good
night. I hope
he's all right.
Mm. Is he gone? Yes, Aunt Effie, he's gone. Now, come on back up to bed, will you? My God.
Honey, did you see the way that Bill Gallagher acted? Really?
What'd he do?
But it seems to me when somebody is nice enough to call up and say, did you lose your pet? And then, well, we have him. That the least you can do is say thanks.
What did he say?
Nothing. Eunice answered the phone when I called. And she was so delighted to hear that we had Rosie. She said she'd send Bill right after him, so Bill came over.
Come on, will you? Turn off the hall light. Let's get some shut-eye.
Bill just walked in and up the stairs, up to the attic, picked up the skunk, walked right down out of the house, and he didn't even say hello.
He was tired at 2:30 in the morning. Now, look, good night, Aunt Effie. Good night.
Good night,
I'll see you
Aunt
in the morning.
Yeah,
come on.
Don't come.
Get in here, will you? Close the door.
Good night.
Honestly.
Yeah, sleep. Oh, boy, sleep tight. Stop chancing she's around, huh? Golly, I tell you, Aunt Effie is a riot.
And when Bill Gallagher left, and you should have seen the way he was holding a skunk, the poor little thing. And I said, well, aren't you at least glad you have your skunk back, Bill? He just glared at me and walked off. You know, I really think the people...
Well, Mike, how can women get so wide awake in the middle of the night? Now, please, will you lie down and go to sleep?
It's the kind of man, that's
good night, dear.
Yeah, good night, dear.
Oh, my gosh. Now, what does she want now? Pretend you're asleep.
Yes, Aunt Effie?
I smell smoke.
Oh, no. Look, am I going to get any sleep at all tonight?
I do. I smell smoke.
Oh. Come on. Get up, dear. We better look over the house.
I went back into my room and I thought, I smell smoke. Now, sniff out here in the hall. I know I smell smoke. Yes.
Every Sunday on CBS Radio, adventure waits for you in the West, where all too often guns talk straighter than men, where the only parking problem is where to park your spurs when you're dancing with a lady. There are women in the stories you hear each Sunday on CBS Radio's Frontier Gentlemen and Gunsmoke, for these are realistic tales in which the conflicts stem from life. But along with the women, you meet rich men, poor men, beggars and thieves, and of course, cowboys too, and Indian chiefs. All of them are struggling for survival, fighting each other and the elements too. So listen while you work to Frontier Gentlemen and Gunsmoke on CBS Radio. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton as Aunt Effie, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again for The Couple Next Door.